Warm 101.3, it's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And this morning, we're talking to Dr. Matt about supplements and how, I guess, how do we get them? How are we supposed to administer these?
Yeah, so again, when you're looking at something like this, there's probably a good, better, best conversation here to be had, as opposed to if you can't really hurt yourself necessarily with, well, that's not true, actually. You should be intentional. So let me qualify that a little bit better. But the simple thing here is, I like to think about supplements as a complement to our food, right? That's kind of what we talked about a moment ago here. It was, talking about the idea of your food can be the foundation, should be the foundation. But if we know that our food is not necessarily as nutritious as it once was, just for multiple reasons, then a supplement can come in and fill in the gaps, can really help to complement that. That's what a good supplement should do. So going with the start of your day is usually where I like to direct people. Kind of the best place to start taking a supplement, or to use most, if not all, of your supplements, is right from the beginning. It's kind of like you're going to go out on a trip. You got to make sure that the gas tank is full so you can get where you're going. Your body's the same way. Let's give it all those key ingredients, those real essential nutrients from the start of the day. And then the flip side of that, what I started to say, where I said, you can't really hurt yourself. There is some intentionality here and let's just simplify vitamins into two classes. There's what's called fat soluble and water soluble. You don't need to necessarily, write this down, but the short story is there's a whole bunch of vitamins. Most of them are water soluble, but there's a few vitamins A, D, E, and K that are much more slowly taken into the body and eliminated. So if you did take, a crazy amount of any one of those vitamins over a long period of time, you could actually harm yourself. So it's why, it's important to be, to be making sure that you've got some solid advice surrounding what supplements to take, but also, how to take them for the maximum benefit. But also, like I said, just to avoid these kind of few circumstances where you could potentially do some harm. And certainly, that we want to make sure that these are helping you to live a healthier and a stronger and more vibrant life. Be sad to see it, doing detrimental effects.
Right. All right. In our next conversation, we'll talk about what supplements to take on Wellness Wednesdays here on Warm on 101.3.